10. And for a kōrero this time around, Tari Maipi. We go back a long ways, Tari and I. We used to call footy together. And in more recent times, he, alongside his beautiful wahine and Peter Tainui, formed Mahitahi Media. They've been doing a lot of innovative production work. But today we're talking about a youth program that is up for them. It's Taihi Gods. And it's great to have Tari Maipi join us. It's whanau, tēnā koe, Tari.
E te rangatira, Dale. Brau e te rongo I a koe, brother.
Good to catch up with you. He's got the ball and he's on his way. Oh, look, he's got a production company on his shoulder and he's carrying it across the line. all right then, TA. Good catching up with you, mate. How's the mahi been going with Mahitahi?
Good, good, good. It's been a really, really busy period. Yeah, we've been going for about 4 years or so now. So, yeah, a lot of growth. As you mentioned, we made a lot of different productions on the TV side, but also another arm of ours is in regards to advertising and promotion and all that stuff. So, but pretty much within any piece of content that we're involved in. The main thing is that we're trying as best as we can to create things from an Indigenous perspective, and the main goal is to either inform or inspire. So that's, you know, there's a big slate in regards to what that could possibly look like, but that's always the goal.
Oh boy, we have to give some thanks to the productions that we're involved in too. Māori Television has been a training ground for plenty, including, well, more so you than me, but, you know, got to cut your teeth somewhere, eh, bro? Listen, can you tell us about Taihi Gods? I did Google it. I can see animation, an interesting animation too. But it's interesting to see you getting involved in this animation scene, Taihi. How did it come to be?
Yeah, it is interesting. As I mentioned, we've got one primary goal to inform and to inspire from an Indigenous perspective. But that really is kind of the tuāpapa of all of our kaupapa. And we've done a whole bunch of documentaries, from sports series to video podcast series. And now with this is our second animation series that we've done. And no, we're really, really excited about it. So Taihi Gods, the genesis of the idea really comes from, because within our household, we've got 4 kids and 2 mokopuna, and they're all different ages. So the oldest son is 23, the youngest son is 5, and then we've got our 2 mokopuna who are 4 and 2. So to be honest, the main thing that we were getting a little bit hoha of was that all they wanted to watch was Coco Melon and all these other kind of, and all these YouTube clips, and they all come out with a bit of American accent. So we thought, well, you know, why don't, you know, Marvel and all these other, you know, superheroes that they run around and wanting to be like, is that, you know, we've got our own versions of those. So, and those are our atua Māori. So why don't we look at trying to pull together some type of concept through animation to see if we can put together a cool kaupapa that appeals primarily, first and foremost, is to our tamariki Māori, so they can see that their own, you know, kōrero nehe, and our own kind of superheroes, they can see them in a context that they're familiar with, I guess, and something that really appeals to them. And then also for all the other tamariki in Aotearoa, for them to learn a bit and to understand who Tāne is, who Tangaroa is, and who Tāwhiri is. So that's where the idea came from. And we knew that we had to try and make it funny. We had to try and make it entertaining, because that's the target audience. But also within that is that we have to make sure that, you know, albeit that you, when you watch the animation, it is a bit, it's different in the sense of the scope that we drawing inspiration for the different characteristics of our atua and putting it into like an animation series. So, but we had to make sure that we did a really, really put a lot of effort into making sure that, you know, we worked with the right people, our writers, our ringatoi, our mātanga reo, that it was really, really good from a Māori perspective as well, albeit it's a really contemporary version of that made for tamariki. So, yeah, it was full-on. Animation's it's completely different to recording a league game, Dale. So heaps of good learning. But, yeah, it was a massive working group that we pulled together on. And, Yeah, in the end, we're really happy with what we produce, and we hope that first and foremost, our tamariki really enjoy it.
It's available live to stream now. I like the look of it, and I know the animation is a it's a beast of its own, isn't it, Charlie? But this, as you say, some good learning curves here. Do you sense that this might be an area that Makitahi become increasingly involved? This is creating animation series going forward, bruh.
Well, it really kind of depends on, I guess, the feedback from our audience. And again, our primary target for this particular kaupapa is our tamariki, and then branching out towards all tamariki in Aotearoa as a secondary. So if they're into it and it's being effective, then that's great. So, we want them to be entertained, but the things that I'm really watching out for, so there's this pile. This is the part where the atua transform into from their teenage mode into their god mode. Where they can access all their abilities. So there's a particular pau or haka that's been composed by Mo Titan, who's a atua Māori enthusiast and kapahaka exponent. So I guess the gauge for me is be those little things, is that if I see kids and stuff running around, I'm tawhiri, I'm tāne, or if I can hear them doing that haka, then that means that this type of show that we've put together is they're into it and they're connecting with it. So that'll probably be the, and that's be like a lot of the things that we've done in the past is that, we come up with ideas. They're very, very centered from a Māori perspective. And what we have to do is give it a go, put it together, do our best job possible. And then if it does get traction, then we know that there's something there for us to continue to build on. Like our youth series, Ohinga, which is a under 30s fluent Māori youth current affairs type series with Re News, the TVNZ youth news platform. And that's the number one rating fluent rangatahi content across all platforms. So we know we've got something there because it's connected with the audience. And that's what we have real high hopes for Taiohi Gods for the same thing for our tamariki. If they love it, awesome. If they don't, or if it doesn't connect, then we need to kind of analyse what that looks like and then try and come up with different innovative ideas for that do connect with that audience. But we're really confident. We've put a lot of energy into this. I think it's really cool. It's really funny. And the main thing is that our kids are pretty brutal. They'll tell you if it's not good, and the ones that we've asked so far, they like it. So, yeah, hopefully it is something that that entertains all of our tamariki.